Good morning. 7:05. God, we're actually ahead of schedule right now. That just makes sense. I never am ahead of schedule. I'm always behind. Always running late. Today, we got some sunshine. Mostly sunny. Honestly, nice day. High of 55 tonight. Mostly clear, breezy, and mild. Low of 44. And then Tuesday, sunny to start. Then we got some clouds in the afternoon. Chance for some rain in the evening. High of 57. Right now, it's 38.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, have you ever sent a text message that you regret? Well, now there's an easy way to edit or even delete it. Starting next month, messaging app line, L-I-N-E, will let users delete messages that they've already sent within 24 hours. Just act quickly, or chances are the person will have already seen the message. How does that work? Does it hold it? Does it hold the message? If it does, if it holds all your messages, well, how do you respond? I don't know. I don't send a whole lot of texts. I'm not a big texter. I call people all the time. So I never really have this issue. I'm the slowest texter in the world. I will give Kiki my phone and say, hey, can you send this text for me? Because she can do it. I do the one finger peck like an old man, you know, over my reading, my bifocals. It's terrible. So I don't probably need this, because if I have something to say that I could possibly regret, I'll just say it in person, like an adult. According to a new study, men who have had a vasectomy have a greater sex drive. Researchers found that snip men were 3 times more likely to get more revved up, if you will, to hop in bed than face a decreased drive and desire. Which I guess makes sense, because one of the big things that kind of, you know, makes you go, I don't know about this, is possibly knocking up a broad. So if you're snipped, you don't got to worry about it. That's going to make you more in the mood. At least I think so. I think so. And you don't got to wear, any contraceptives or worry about contraceptives, which is fantastic. It's the best way to do it. So, hey, if you're looking for a little boost, maybe get the old clip, clip, snip, snip. Lastly, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are officially engaged at Kensington Palace. Formally made the announcement Monday morning. A spring wedding is expected. The couple is preparing for a non-traditional ceremony. That's according to USA Today. Harry had a custom-made engagement ring for Meghan. The diamonds belong to his late mother, Princess Diana. Cartier watch his mom also wore went to Meghan. I don't know. Is that bad luck? Giving a ring from... Because I don't know if he knows this or not. His mom cheated on his dad, who was also a prince. So even being married to a prince and having everything you could ever want was not good enough. So maybe I would get maybe a different ring. I'm just saying. She has just wrapped taping episodes of Suits. Meghan packed up her Toronto apartment, placed furniture in storage, and is shipping her clothing to England, where she gets to live in Harry's 3-bedroom palace. Basically set. All she has to do is not cheat on him, and I think she'll be all right. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?